Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Now that we've turned the page to August, it means one thing and one thing only. Football is right around the corner. The Indiana University Hoosiers football training camp will open today, August 2nd. So that means yesterday was media day. And first-year head coach Tom Allen met the Hoosier media contingent and gave his thoughts on how the Indiana Hoosiers are going to attack the 2017 season. And he started with the defensive side of the ball with returning star player T. Gray Scales, Rashard Fant, Marcelino Ball, and a cast of players with plenty of experience coming back on a defense that made huge strides last year. Allen reminded everybody that the Hoosiers, who checked in as one of the worst defenses in college football when he arrived, pushed into the top 50 last season, and the next stop for this defense, to become elite and enter the top 25. Well, how do you do that? You limit your yards, you keep points off the board, but Coach Allen stressed two important things yesterday. Number one, takeaways. The more takeaways Indiana gets, obviously, the less chances for their opponents to score. And that scoring angle, holding teams to field goals, while it counts against your defensive points per game, Coach Allen suggested in this high-octane world of college football, holding teams to three instead of seven, that's not necessarily a loss when other teams get in the red zone. So look for the Hoosiers. Get off the field on third down. Hold opposing teams to field goals instead of touchdowns and limit red zone scoring opportunities. That's how you make the jump from the top 50 into the top 25. And that's where the elite defenses hang out. Tom Allen addressed and fixed the defense in one season last year. This year, as first-year head coach, he'll be in charge of both sides of the ball. We hope what we've seen on the defensive side translates on the offensive side and pushes the Hoosiers to break through in 2017. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
IU Media Days yesterday, football. We talked a little bit of the defensive side of things earlier this morning, and let's turn to the offense. Offensive line obviously lost Dan Feeney. The backfield lost 1,000-yard rusher Devine Redding. But the quarterback is back, and he will have an entire new staff to deal with. Obviously, Tom Allen, when he was appointed head coach, had to bring in new offensive guys. Why? Well, the last staff that was here, Coach Kevin Wilson, Kevin Johns, Greg Fry, all gone. So Indiana's offense, which usually had been the stabilizing part of the Hoosier football program, now has brand new direction under Mike DeBoard. But the good news is Lego is back for his senior season. He's been through the rigors of the Big Ten schedule once. He should improve from it. They stripped down all the games from last year and try to find ways to make his decision-making better, things he can improve on. Mike DeBoard yesterday talked about turning the ball over. The more times you turn the ball over, it puts your defense in bad positions and it puts your offense obviously behind the eight ball. So they're going to try to limit turnovers, try to increase their red zone scoring efficiency. We know Hoosier fans were dismayed a little bit about that last season. The running backs by committee will be deep, but without a 1,000-yard back, you're going to have to find someone, or that committee is going to have to be balanced. And there's multiple guys to do it. Tom Allen even mentioned a couple incoming freshmen could have a say in the running back position. A stable of wide receivers, some tight ends. Expect more action from them, as Mike DeBoard was a big tight end proponent at his previous stops. And red zone scoring. And those will be the keys for Indiana's offense to be successful here in 2017. Marion Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6 in the zone. Reds on the radio following at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.